time for an internet do-over. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The internet is so rife with identity theft, denial of service attacks, and other cybercrime that we might just need to build a new one. That's one conclusion of the new book, Fatal System Error, The Hunt for the New Crime Lords Who Are Bringing Down the Internet. Author Joseph Menn investigates the world of mob-controlled malicious hackers from Russia to America. Menn says the internet was never designed for security, and there's a growing sentiment about the need for a parallel internet where users would have to present a true identity to engage in e-commerce or internet banking.
Jonathan Zittrain of Harvard talks about the red internet and the green internet, green being what we have now, and the red being where it's much more locked down. The problem is that the existing internet is great for sort of non-secure communication, mindless entertainment, and consumption of media, and that's about it. The secure stuff should be done somewhere else. There's also the issue of sort of what's on your PC now, and that's sort of that's another issue. You could have two operating systems, one secure and one not.
Do you think this could be done? Could we sort of start over?
Yeah, I don't think that we have a good choice. But if we're going to spend zillions of dollars to pave new roads and do the other things we're doing to stimulate the economy, this one sort of makes a lot of more sense. I mean, the internet is, you know, the economic engine in the world today, and it's in dire trouble. It seems to me it's very foolhardy not to start a massive research effort to develop a safer version, because all of e-commerce could collapse. The banking system, we don't know how much money is being lost out of the banking system, but it's a lot, and we know that it's growing.
Computer users defend themselves against threats by using software from for-profit companies like Symantec, for example. I wonder if these companies are to be trusted, since they sort of rely on the continuing shaky state of computer security, in a way, for their very existence, when maybe we should be relying instead on sort of a more open-source, volunteer-led effort to fight these vexing problems?
That's the best question I've received since I started promoting this book. Thank you for it. Symantec and McAfee have some very smart researchers, and they do important work. It was McAfee, for example, that was the first to figure out that it was a zero-day vulnerability in Internet Explorer that enabled the Chinese hack of Google. But they have a problem. They're trying to instill enough fear so that people buy their products, but not so much fear that people realize that the products aren't going to protect them. and that's the situation we're in. Everybody should have an operating system that updates automatically, a firewall that updates automatically, an antivirus that updates automatically, and then hope for the best. Viruses are now designed to morph on their own so that the one that attacks your machine will change and look a little different by the time it attacks my machine, and the current software just cannot possibly keep up. So the answer to your question, what we need is the same sort of spirited collaboration by people who are not motivated primarily by profit that brought us lots of wonderful things in the pretty recent past, including Linux and the Firefox browser. There are already people doing really good work, and I don't see any reason why they can't lead a broader public effort.
Joseph Menn is a reporter for the Financial Times and author of the new book, Fatal System Error. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.